Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the new Monday show on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared in a unique way. I am Charlene, your hostess and flock leader of Personal Devotion Assembly Care. Thank you for listening to this religious education radio talk show, Bible study, where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds captured of entertainers and marketplace venues. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Bible for our Bible study. Please use the King James Version as I will help you to understand its meaning during the read-along. Just a reminder, I am not a preacher with a certificate. Today's Bible study lesson will be from a new book of the Holy Bible, the book of Job. We just recently completed the broadcast of the book of Esther. Now we're going into the book of Job. So today's broadcast will be the introduction of the book of Job. We'll begin with chapter 1 and verse 1. The New Monday Show believes in God as the maker of heaven and earth, and from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, who came down to earth in the image of a humble servant to serve humankind. The New Monday Show calls him Jesus. Other faith believers may refer to him as such names as Yeshua or Isa. The New Monday Show believes in the Holy Trinity of God and the promise of his return. This is also the first broadcast of the new month of September. Septiembre will be recognizing National Hispanic Month beginning September 15th to October the 15th. But for today, we have Michael Keaton's birthday, as well as the National Labor Day. Tomorrow is Elba and Macy Gray's birthday. And we remember band leader Charles Bolden. Wednesday is Eazy-E's birthday. Thursday, we have International Literacy Day, and it's Wiz Khalifa's and Pink's birthday. Friday, we remember Otis Redding. In theaters, Kix, When the Bow Breaks, Sully, Before I Wake, The Wild Life, Author, The J.T. Leroy Story, new album, Annabelle. It's also Teddy Bear Day. And for birthdays, we have the state of California, Adam Sandler, and Michelle Williams' birthday. Saturday is Colin Firth's birthday. And Sunday, we remember victims of 9/11 of New York, which occurred in 2001. It's Ethiopia New Year in Africa, Patriot Day here in the USA, it's National Grandparents Day, and for birthdays we have Ludacris and Taraji Henson. In our prayers box, we have all families, working parents, working families, our country, government. Congress is back in session. So let's pray for our congressmen, congresspersons. At this time, you may say aloud names of celebrities, entrepreneurs, or families in need of prayer. For personal direction or group prayer, please email me at personaldevotion@familybondingportal.com. Globally, the major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah, Christians who use the Bible, and Muslims who use the Bible and or Quran. They and I believe there is only one God, one human race that descended from one couple, Adam and Eve, one heaven, one hell, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. Now, as we prepare for our meditation poem, I want you to focus on self and your unique household. Let's take a deep breath. And slowly exhale. Exhale out all the negativity of the weekend, of today, with the celebration of the Labor Day. You shared it with family or friends, or co-workers. Or exhale out what you may have to do this evening. Meditation poem, I Am, by Michael Wynn. Let's sail out slowly, shall we? I am strong, I am gentle, I am proud, I am humble, I am confident, I am beautiful, I am intelligent, I am becoming all that I can be. We are all children of God. Deep breath again, and slowly exhale. Today I proclaim that I believe in the Holy Trinity of God. I give thanks to Him on this day and forevermore for sending Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of my ministry and this fellowship. Holy Spirit, guide me continuously so that I do not stray from the purpose of His creation. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls of all my audiences to be endured forever within their unique household, upon generation upon generation. My soul says, Amen. Visitors, if you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the Testaments are books, and the books are chapters, and the chapters are verses. The Torah, for believers who use it, includes the Old Testaments, which are recorded in the Holy Bible that we use today. New listening members, do not read ahead of our scripture lesson episode. If you feel led, read over assigned scriptures again or share with family or friends. Again, our Bible read-along will be from the book of Job, beginning with chapter 1, verse 1. Faith believer audience, let's begin. There was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. So we could say 7 is the biblical meaning of completion. So he had completion with his sons, and 3 is the biblical meaning of the Holy Trinity of God. God, Jesus, or God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus. So, completion with the Holy Trinity of God. Now, verse 3. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, and 3,000 camels, and 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 she-asses. So, we have completion with the Holy Trinity of God, along with grace, the biblical meaning of 5. So this man was the greatest of all the men of the East because he was completed within the Holy Trinity of God, and God had given him grace for his unique household and his unique family lifestyle. So in verse 4, and his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. So not only did Job, pausing for a moment, pray to God for himself, for his own unique household, but for his children and their unique households. Continuing with verse 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. So Satan's activity was that he was coming in and out of the earth, walking up and down the pathways to see what humans he could entice, that he could persuade, that he could persuade them to lie, cheat, steal, or kill. And verse 8, And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, Doth Job fear God for naught? Pausing for a moment, in other words, what Satan was saying is, yeah, he fears you because you have a hold on him. In verse 10, Hast not thou made an edge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? In other words, Satan was saying, you've got angels all around him. You've been blessing him for I don't know how long. You bless his household, you blessed him, you blessed his children. Heck, I'd serve you too. Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Verse 11, but put forth. So he's saying, but I bet you one thing. I bet you, if you put forth thine hand now, and touch all, not just some things that he has, but all that he hath. And you know what he'll do? He'll curse thee to thy face. In other words, Satan was saying, let go of him. Let me have him for a few. And I bet you he will turn against you, will not want to worship and praise you, and he'll probably cuss you out at the same time. Verse 12, And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. In other words, God was saying, go ahead. Entice him. Try to persuade him. Try to manipulate him. Do it all. Send evil all around him. Go ahead, I'll just avoid being in the area for right now, just to see what will happen. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord, and there was a day when his sons and his daughters, speaking of referencing Job, were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, The oxen were plowing, and the asses feeding beside them. And the Sabaeans fell upon them, and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, here comes another, and said, The fire of God is fallen from heaven, and hath burned up the sheep and the servants, and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Pausing for a moment. So oftentimes, religious leaders will say that God always gives a warning before he does anything. And so here we have two of his shepherds, two of his servants, two of his employees coming to him and saying, you know what, Job, this is what happened. Your oxen are gone, your donkeys, your asses are gone, and the sheep are gone. And we are the only two, biblical meaning double for your trouble, we're the only two left to tell you about it. And verse 17, while those two were yet speaking, here comes also another, and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. So now the camels are gone. Verse 18, then while he, another employee, was speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, north, south, west, and east. Those are the four corners of the house. And it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. So, let's review. Pausing for a moment. We have the donkeys gone. We have the oxen gone. We have the sheep gone, we have the camels gone, and now the children are gone. The sons and the daughters are gone. And there is still one from every specific event that occurred that was able to come back to recall what had happened. So continuing with verse 20, then Job arose. He was like, all this happened? Just, you know, within this short time frame, five or six of my employees have come to say, this and this and this and this happened. I no longer have my animals for profit. I no longer have my children. All of them, not just the boys, the girls are gone too. And he rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground. And what did he do? He worshipped and said, well, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Continuing with chapter 2, verse 1. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. So it almost seems as though there were angels, male angels, that were coming forth unto the Lord. And they were sort of having like a meeting with God. And who came along? So even if you're pausing for a moment, even if you're in a religious building and you think that all faith believers are around you, even God had Satan in the midst of his religious meetings. So if Satan is around God, then surely we have to be observant of Satan being around us when we unite to worship. Amen. So in verse 2, and the Lord said unto Satan, from whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, One that feareth God and escheweth evil, and he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. But put forth thine hand now, and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life. No matter what you do to him, looking forward in regards to Jesus and the cross, no matter what you do to him, no matter how terrible you beat him, no matter how horrific the event, I still want him to live. And so, in verse 5, but put forth thine hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. And then in verse 6, and the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life. So in verse 7, so went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. And he took him a potsherd to scrape himself withal, and he sat down among the ashes. Then said his wife unto him, doth thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this, did not Job sin with his lips? So Job was like, I don't know where these rashes and boils came from, but I'm just going to sit here and wait until they heal. And his wife was like, you know, your God is really getting on my nerves, because you have no more material possessions. You don't have a flock anymore. You don't have any animals anymore. And you know those 7 kids that I gave birth to? He killed them too. So, you know, your God is really getting on my nerves. So continuing with verse 10, well, actually verse 11. Now, when Job's 3 friends heard of all this evil, you know, God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus, when they heard of all this evil that was come upon him, they came everyone from his own place, Eliphaz, the Temanite, and Bildad, the Shuhite, and Zophar, the Nathamite, for they had made an appointment together to come to mourn with him and to comfort him. Pausing for a moment. So what I used to say is, they had a meeting in the community. Everybody was talking about Job and his family and how he had lost everything. So his 3 friends said, well, I guess we better go, you know, mourn with him, fellowship with him, and comfort him at this time. So here they came. And in verse 12 of chapter 2, and when they lifted up their eyes afar off and knew him not, they lifted up their voice and wept. When they came to see Job, they didn't even recognize him because of all the boils and rashes that he had on his skin. So they cried and wailed with their voices unto God, and they rent every one his mantle and sprinkled dust upon their heads toward heaven. So they sat down with him upon the ground 7 days and 7 nights, and none spake a word unto him, for they saw that his grief was very great. And these must men have been true faith-believing men, because they knew what to do. They knew that his God, I guess they worshipped and served the same God, so they're like, you know what? God is really tempting Job right now. We don't know why. We're not going to get involved. Let God have his way. And so they were kind of true friends. How many of us have true and real friends that when you go through all hell, all your trials and tribulations, they'll still stick by your side? Moving forward or looking forward, even in the New Testament, Jesus had 12 disciples that couldn't even stay awake to pray while he was going through his trials and tribulations. But here we have such men who were dedicated to the friendship that for 7 days and 7 nights they were with Job. They didn't tamper with Job. They didn't suggest anything to Job because they wanted God to have his way, not their way, but God's way. And they said nothing, because sometimes there aren't even words that you can even say to someone when they go through such grief. Thinking of my sister right now who just lost her newborn, her new baby, Ireland. You know, sometimes, even if you even have gone through such situations or similarities yourself, you still can't imagine what another person is going through. So sometimes there are no words. Sometimes when there is grief, there is nothing that you can say. You can't even ask why, Lord. You just have to say, God, have your way. And I'll stop right there. And we'll continue with chapter 3, verse 1, next time. Thus ends the reading of God's words. So Job is having a trying time. And how many loyal friends would just say, you know what, I'm going to check my friend Job out. I'm going to take off from work. I'm going to just sit beside him and pray with him, not saying nothing. Be there for him for 7 days, biblical meaning completion, 7 days and seven nights. So they took off a week of work just to be with their friend. Such loyalty, such friendship. This has been your hostess. I thank you again for participating at the new Monday show. My online page is the Family Bonding Portal at CharleneStevens.com, where you will find other family-friendly amusements and personal devotion themes. May you have a blessed and productive week, and don't forget to smile to one stranger every day. This broadcast provided by God in Christ Purpose Assembly. Now, amen to the one who keeps us from going astray. We thank you for this time of learning. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things that you have both learned, received, and heard, and see in me, and see me do, do, and the God of peace shall be with you.